Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. Well, after. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. You're here. I'm glad I'm here, too. I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I'm so excited about being here. I don't know what to do. We're having more fun than the law allows. Anytime I can be with my with small business owners and people who love small business owners like I do, it's just like a dream come true for me, folks. I'll tell you that. And I mean that, and I think you know I mean that. Sheila Curley is in the latter category. She is one of those people who loves small business owners. She can't get enough of them. She's helping them all the time. And she does that as her, in her job as the Director of Communications at the Tulsa Metro Chamber of Commerce.
That's correct.
And I met Sheila in St. Louis a few months ago, and she said, you got to come to Tulsa. And I said, okay, let's do it. Sheila, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks so much for joining us here in Tulsa.
Well, thank you for inviting me, and I just wish you had negotiated so hard with me. I've been teasing her, folks. You got a pretty good deal out of me, Sheila.
I did. I'm more than happy.
Well, we can't tell anybody about that, Sheila.
No.
We had fun in St. Louis.
Other chambers calling me.
That's right. We had fun in St. Louis, and it was fun meeting you at the American Chamber of Commerce Executives and organization, but now you guys have got this thing going on, the 7th annual Business and Technology Showcase. Now, tell us what that is.
That's correct. It's a two-day trade show, actually, that the Chamber puts on. We have a little more than 200 exhibitors. About 4,000 people all over Northeast Oklahoma will attend. It's the largest of its kind
Wow.
trade show in this area. And it's a great opportunity for our small businesses to network and then also really showcase, and that's, you know, hence its title,
exactly,
their products and services in this area.
Well, and you've done a great job of that, and I was so impressed. Look, I've been around a lot of marketplaces. I've been around a lot of chambers. I've never seen a level of caring and interest and networking like I saw yesterday with these people. Not only were they networking, they were networking for other people.
That's correct.
I mean, they were saying, you need to go talk to so-and-so. And they were all proud of being a member of the Chamber of Commerce. And I'll tell you what, I don't know what kind of Kool-Aid you guys are drinking, but I wish I could franchise that and take it to other parts of the country.
I tell you what, our chamber members are extremely involved. They're at high participation level in this area. We have 2,700 members, and 80% of those are small businesses.
2,700 members, that's great.
That's, you know, 10 and fewer employees, mm-hmm. you know, 80% of those. So.
Right. Yeah, well done. Congratulations. Now, tell us about the Tulsa Chamber.
The Tulsa Chamber. Actually, we have a few bragging rights this year, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Earlier this year, we received the award for excellence from the American Chamber of Commerce.
Congratulations.
And kind of makes us the nation's best chamber.
Right. I saw you guys getting that. That was pretty cool.
It was. It was very cool, especially considering I did a little bit of putting that packets together to
right.
market us a little bit. So I was particularly proud of that.
I would have been
the one that was upset if we'd lost.
And rightfully so. You should have been proud of yourself.
We have a very dynamic chamber, actually. We have about 48 employees, full-time staff, economic development. We are the primary economic development provider.
You have economic development, you have tourism, you have the chamber. It's having them all together is the smartest way to have,
That's
have
right.
your economic development.
That's right. We actually break up in a little bit in segments. We have a very strong advocacy program as well, and two
right.
full-time lobbyists who represent chambers, you know, and chamber members and the business in, you know, basically City Hall, State mm-hmm. Capitol in Washington, mm-hmm. D.C. We also have community betterment that overlooks healthcare, higher education funding in this area as well, and marketing on behalf of our members, and then also, of course, economic development and our Convention Visitors Bureau.
Well, you guys have really got some, it's very impressive. I didn't meet anybody that wasn't impressed with yesterday, including your members. I was just so impressed with how the members treated each other, but the chamber folks, the chamber executives, and like yourself, and the staffers. I mean, there was just a great fellowship there.
There is a great fellowship. We're all great friends, and we make a really, really terrific team. A team that has a great undercurrent of enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a chance that every day is a new day in Tulsa, and it doesn't matter really what issue that we're working on. It's really, we are here to represent Tulsa.
Right.
We're here to represent our members.
Now, what happened yesterday?
what happened yesterday here at the showcase.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we had three free seminars. We actually start off, it's free parking, free admission. Basically, we put on this show.
What kind of seminars?
Seminars we had. One that was by our Tulsa Community College here, a local college. It was Business Etiquette 101.
Right, that's
we
good.
Also had Randy Clay, who's a local kind of entrepreneur and speaker
right.
who kind of jump-started everyone with super, you know, I think 10 super quick commandments for customer service.
All right.
If I can get that title
that
all across there, actually.
You paid attention, obviously.
I did. And we actually, we had another one by your guests coming up here shortly about Wi-Fi. And basically, you know,
right.
companies
Trevor
want to know.
Langham's
yeah,
going to
Trevor Langham's
that.
Going to be here. And there was another seminar, a free seminar, just basically how you can install Wi-Fi in your company.
Wireless internet. Yeah, exactly. Now, what about today? What's happening today?
Today, we, of course, have you here. You're our keynote speaker. You're the star of the day.
We're going to have fun today.
Right. This morning starts off with what is called a power networking breakfast. And we'll have a little more than 350 people attend this breakfast. That
what are they going to be doing?
And basically, it's set up. It's kind of a scientific model that we had a local college put together for us, a statistics class. It says, you know, these 10 people are going to sit at this table, and in 10 minutes, they're going to rotate to another table, and in 2 hours, people are going to come away with 50 new contacts.
Wow.
People can bring their business cards, their marketing materials, and they all have the ability to make a new contact.
This is like speed dating.
It is speed dating. Exactly, but for your business.
it's a great thing. I've actually seen this happen in a similar way in other places, and it's really exciting.
That's right.
So that's going to happen first.
That's going to happen first.
And you're going to let me participate in that a little bit this morning.
You are. You're going to kind of end the show for us and welcome everyone and also kind of plug your speech that's coming up today as well. So
that might make them, maybe I shouldn't talk about that, but that might make them. And then later in the morning, they're going to be going into the hall.
Right,
and
they're going to
the
trade show.
And we're going to have lunch.
We're going to have lunch with you. Again, you're our star today, so you're going to share your insights with all the attendees.
And then after that.
And then after that, we also have a couple more free seminars lined up for today. One is put on by Microsoft.
Right.
And they're one of our premier
exhibitors.
They're
banned here, I think.
These trucks that launched earlier this year in March. There's 11 trucks that launched across the nation, and
right.
we were fortunate to get one
well
here.
Well done. Way to go. Sheila, I got to wrap it up because I got all your folks that you've lined up for me here. Thank you for doing a great job of getting all these folks here. Thanks for inviting me here. Thanks for showing me around and showing a good time and being so... The hospitality has just been great.
Well, we'd love to show off.
Give us the website, Tulsa's website.
TulsaChamber.com and visittulsa.com is our convention visitors website.
And they can find out more about what you guys...
We're always happy to... You know, invite them
if another chamber somewhere wants to help them get their program off like this, the best. Quick break, right back at the 20F. I'm Jim Blass, and Small Business Advocate. We're having fun in Tulsa.
Be like thunder. I don't know why they don't.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.